Microtiming in Classic Jungle Breaks Advanced Session. In this lesson, we're going deep on the human grid, not the obvious stuff like add swing, but the tiny push and pull decisions that make a classic break stop sounding like a loop and start sounding like it's alive. If you're ready, open Ableton Live. The goal today is to build a two-bar jungle break at drum and bass tempo that feels tight, but human. We're going to warp a break without sterilizing it, slice it to a drum rack, so we can edit timing per hit, then use a combo of groove pool for the bigger feel and manual offsets for the real sauce. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset. Microtiming is relative. So we're going to create a reference feel first. Think of it like a home base. Once the downbeat kick and the main snare feel solid against the track, every other move is just earlier or later compared to that anchor, not compared to what the grid looks like. Step 0, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot where jungle edits feel authentic and modern DNB still hits hard. Turn on the metronome. Set global quantization to 1 bar, just so launching and looping stays clean while we experiment. Now pick a break. Amen or Think are perfect for this because they already contain internal swing, ghost notes, little timing quirks. And that's the point. We're not trying to iron those out. We're trying to keep the character while making the break play nicely at 172. Step 1. Warp the break without destroying it. Drag the break onto an audio track. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be set to transient. Turn transient loop mode off, because we want punchy hits, not little loop tails that smear. Set envelope somewhere around 10 to 25. If you crank it too high, you can get flams, weird phasing, and that why does the tail sound like it's fighting itself feeling. Here's the key concept. Do not grid every transient. If you place warp markers on every hit, you'll kill the internal push and pull that makes the break feel like jungle in the first place. So do this. Find the first real downbeat. Right-click and choose warp from here, straight. Now listen through. If the break drifts wildly, fix only the major drift, usually every bar or two. Big anchors only. You're basically saying, we're in time overall, without saying, every hit must be perfect. Teacher tip. You'll know you overwarped when the break starts sounding smaller, flatter, and somehow more annoying, even if it's perfectly on the grid. Jungle isn't perfect. It's controlled chaos. Step 2. Slice to drum rack. This is where microtiming becomes a playground. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing and create one slice per transient. Ableton will give you a drum rack full of slices and a MIDI clip that triggers them. Immediately duplicate that MIDI clip and label it something like original timing. Keep it sacred. We're going to a slash B constantly, because when you're nudging notes by tiny amounts, it's easy to convince yourself you improved it when you actually made it worse. Before we start moving notes, quick cleanup that matters more than people think. Note length. In a sliced drum rack, super short MIDI notes can choke tails inconsistently, and that can feel like timing changes even when timing is identical. For groove decisions, standardize note lengths. Set most notes to around a 16th note, or slightly longer if the slices need it. The goal is consistency while you judge timing. You can do choke and tail artistry later. Step 3. Identify the groove pillars. In classic jungle, some hits are pillars and some hits are springs. Pillars are the ones you don't move much. Springs are where you can get playful. Typically stable pillars, the main snare on beat 2 and 4, or at least the backbeat positions, and the primary kick anchors like the downbeat. Typically flexible, ghost snares, hat shuffles, rides, little kick pickups before the snare, and those tiny 30-second note bits that make the break chatter. So in the MIDI clip, locate the main snare hits first. Those are your do not mess this up points. Then find the ghosts around them. That's where the break gets its attitude. Step 4. Groove pool for macro swing. Open the groove pool. Command or Control, Alt, G. Drag in a groove like swing 16-57 or swing 16-65. These can add that jungle urgency, but you have to be careful, because your break already has swing. Drop the groove onto your MIDI clip and set a starting point, timing at about 15-35%. Random around 2-8%. Velocity can be 0-15% if you want, but only if it improves things. If the break already has great dynamics, you might leave velocity alone. Important warning. Heavy swing on already swung material can feel seasick. If your loop starts wobbling, back off the timing amount. We're adding seasoning, not drowning it. Coach note. Keep a reference. Make sure one bar feels like the grid feel for your track, especially with bass. Lock your downbeat kick and main snare so they feel right against whatever low end you're writing. Then everything else becomes a relationship to that, not a fight with the metronome. Step 5. Manual microtiming. This is the advanced part. Turn the grid off, or set it extremely small like 1/64. Zoom in until you can actually see notes starts clearly. Now, before we talk numbers, let's translate time into something musical so you don't get lost in pixels. At 172 BPM, a 16th note is about 87 milliseconds. So if you move something 10 milliseconds, that's roughly 11% of a 16th. 20 milliseconds is about 23%. That's a big move. This keeps you honest. 5 milliseconds is subtle. 20 can be dramatic. Now here is a practical microtining recipe. Use it as a range, not a rule. For the main snare, keep it mostly on grid or slightly late. Think +5 to +12 milliseconds late. This creates weight. The snare feels like it lands with authority instead of nervously rushing. For ghost snares, push them earlier. Think -5 to -18 milliseconds. When ghosts are a little early, the main snare feels even heavier by contrast. That's one of the classic jungle illusions, forward motion and laid-back weight at the same time. For hats and shuffles, alternate the feel. Some hats slightly early, like -5 to -10 milliseconds, to create urgency. Some hats slightly late, like +5 to +15, to create a lazy answer. That alternating tension is the chatter. That's the speaking feeling. For kick pickups, especially the tiny kicks that lead into snares, try micro early. -5 to -12 milliseconds. It makes the break roll and lean forward without actually speeding up. Now a really important workflow tip. Work in layers. First adjust snare feel, then ghost notes, then hats, then kicks. After each layer, a slash B with your original timing clip. Don't wait until the end, because the moves interact. You might love your hat timing until you fix the ghost notes, then suddenly the hats feel wrong. That's normal. Another advanced coaching move. Work in families of hits, not single notes. In a sliced break, several slices often belong to one gesture, like a little hat run into a ghost into a tiny flam. If you move only one slice, you can accidentally create a stutter that wasn't there. So select the whole mini gesture and shift it together first. Then, if you want, micro-adjust inside it. Step 6. Make micro-timing audible. If the transients are mushy, you can't judge timing. You'll end up fixing things that aren't broken. On the drum rack, add a stock chain that reveals groove. Start with drum boss. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch 0 to 10. But be careful. Boom off. Or low like 5 to 15 and tuned low if you want a little weight. But don't let boom smear your transients while you're timing. Then EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 HC. Cut a bit around 200 to 400 if it's boxy. Add a small presence lift around 3 to 6 KHC if you need the attack to read. Then saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release auto or 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just to pull it together, not flatten it. Bonus teacher trick for editing only. Create a temporary return track that exaggerates timing problems. Put a compressor with a fast attack. High ratio. Heavy gain reduction and an EQ boosting upper mids. Send the break to it while you edit. Misalignments and flams will jump out. Then turn that return off when you're done. It's like using a magnifying glass. Step 7. Check your timing in two listening modes. Do one pass at low volume. Quiet monitoring reveals pocket. If it still grooves quietly, you're in the zone. Then do a pass at normal listening level. Loud monitoring makes transients feel more aggressive and can trick you into overcorrecting. If you only edit loud, you'll tend to push everything too tight and too sharp. Now, advanced variation ideas to take this beyond one loop. Try multi-lane groove. Duplicate the MIDI clip into three tracks or chains, and split the rolls. One lane is core hits, main kick and main snare. Keep it tight. Second lane is ghosts. Ghost snares and little kicks. Push it early, give it urgency. Third lane is ticks, hats, rides, shuffles. Alternate early and late. Now you can apply different groove pool amounts per lane, or none at all, and then recombine them. This is how you get complex pocket without losing stability. Pillars stay pillars. Springs do the dancing. Try late backbeat, early turnaround. Make bar 1 slightly laid back, bar 2 slightly urgent, but only by shifting the last 2 to 4 slices of bar 2 earlier. The loop suddenly feels like it's going somewhere, without rewriting the beat. Try micro flams using duplicate slices. Pick a snare slice and duplicate it when you pad so you can process it separately. Trigger both hits with a tiny separation. First hit, quieter and slightly early. Second hit, louder and on time or slightly late. Add a touch of saturation to the second one only. That's classic edited breakbite, without reaching for reverb or layering a whole new snare. If you are layering a clean snare under the break snare, do a quick phase and coherence check. Throw utility on the drum bus and set width to 0% temporarily. If the groove collapses or flams become super obvious, your microtiming is fighting the layer. Recheck timing, warp markers, and slice alignment. Then set width back to normal. Arrangement thinking. Microtiming as movement, not just perfection. Make a tight version for the verse and a looser version for the drop. Same notes, different feel. For example, verse clip, groove timing 10 to 20%, fewer manual offsets. Drop clip, groove timing 25 to 40%, plus extra ghost pushes. For fill moments, rush a mini run. Push a little cluster of 30-second snare slices earlier, like minus 10 to minus 25 milliseconds. Then make the next downbeat snare slightly late, like plus 10. That snapback is pure jungle drama. And don't forget you can create breath points by removing one tiny slice. Often a hat tick right before a snare. The sudden absence makes the next hit feel heavier, like a whole break inhaled and then slammed. Common mistakes to avoid, quickly, because these will ruin your day. Overwarping. Too many warp markers kills groove and creates weird tails. Overswinging. Heavy swing on swung material gives wobble, not bounce. Moving the anchors. If the main snare moves too much, the whole loop feels unstable. Ignoring velocity. Timing and velocity are linked. Ghosts usually need to be quieter. Judging on bad monitoring. If you can't hear transients clearly, you'll fix the wrong things. Now a focused 15-minute practice to lock this in. Pick an amen loop. Slice to drum rack. Make three versions of the same two-bar break. Version A. Neutral. No groove. Minimal edits. Version B. Classic swing. This audio version is shortened for playback.